We're going.
Just so you're caught up, what I did is went through and pulled all the ordinances that I could find on fireworks. I figured, hey, let's do fireworks. That'd be something simple and easy that we could get done. And it ended up being quite a bit more. I couldn't find the first ordinance, which is based off Borland's Digest, page 77. I couldn't find it anywhere. Somebody doesn't know where it is. She asked Vernon. Vernon said it was out of date and something several years ago. And a lot of these are just saying you can't have bottle rockets, you can have it again, and changing the number of days, like 6 days prior and 8 days. And the current one. It shall be unlawful for any person or persons to sell, barter, exchange, or give away, or to ignite, fire, shoot, or explode within the corporate limits of the city of Ozark, Arkansas, any firecracker, Roman candle, or any other kind of species of fireworks or explosives commonly used to ignite or explode for amusement, subject to the following conditions. Any person, corporation, partnership, or sole proprietorship selling any of the above fireworks shall obtain a permit from the city clerk, which may be used for a period of 8 days, such 8 days being 6 days prior to the 4th of July each year and 1 day after, including the 4th of July. So if it's 6 days before, sometimes it's hard trying to figure that stuff out. Individual, corporation, proprietorship, or sole. The proprietor that explodes fireworks may do so in the same 10-day period, but under no circumstances shall fireworks be exploded later than 10 p.m. on any day of the 10 days period, with the exception of the night of the 4th. Fireworks may be exploded till midnight. So what same 10-day period are they talking about?
Well, the 8 days before, the 4th is the 9th, the day after is the 10th.
Says 8 days, six of the days being the 4th, or six of the days prior to being the 4th, plus the 4th, so that's 7, and 1 day after, that's 8. And it says you can't shoot any fireworks and all that stuff.
Devin, I know this year OAYO had contacted me, and they called on Tuesday and wanted to shoot off fireworks on Thursday. And I told them we can't do that. After going to Boonville's ball game the other night and them doing the fireworks, I don't know if do we want to entertain the idea of having exceptions.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
There is an ordinance providing for exceptions.
They better hope it was done by a licensed shooter, because if it was just some folks out there shooting fireworks,
The exception here is 736.02. If any group, club, association, school, church, or corporation desires to conduct a public display of fireworks at any time otherwise prohibited by this ordinance, notification must be presented to the mayor's office at least 15 days prior to public display, and all the necessary state and federal permits
and needs to be prepared, presented as well.
They have to get a shooter's permit. If it's a, if it is a public, no, it's through the state, that's through the state police. They have to be licensed shooter, just like rainbow fireworks that come down, because that's a public display.
Okay.
That's not you shooting in your backyard, it's a public display, because OAYO contacted me one time, and they wanted to, either the start of the season or their end of season celebration bash, they wanted to do fireworks. I said, well, you gotta be a licensed shooter and all this stuff, because it's a public display, and that's a.
So you don't have any of your gentlemen that are licensed at this point, are you and Jason?
No.
Okay.
I don't know if they're still current. There was two that was on the department that were licensed, I don't know if they're still current. I think, because it costs money, you know, to have your license, and I think once they're, the last time it expired, I can't speak 100%, but I think they just let theirs go.
What about them shooting gun off at the pond?
I'd say, I don't know, I know there's an issue with that, they can't take it out of town. So Nick, you know anything about that, with the ballgame, with the gun?
Well, that, there's no projectiles.
There's just a blank, yeah. There's not.
So I think the issue is the fireworks, there's some sort of projectile.
There's a projectile, and there's a fire hazard there, there's not really a, you know, a per se fire hazard or with a blank round going on.
So anyway, I'm trying to put something together to look at for tonight, and we can talk about. No person shall sell, distribute, give away, ignite, fire, shoot, or explode in the corporate city limits of Ozark, Arkansas, any firecrackers, skyrockets, bottle rockets, sparklers, roman candles, or any other explosive used for amusement purposes, or any device or composition used to obtain visible and audible pyrotechnic display, except specifically set out herein. Fireworks which are prohibited under law, Arkansas Annotated Code 2022-701, and which are considered consumer fireworks as defined under federal law, may be sold in the city limits between June 28th and July 5th of any year. It's easier than trying to say 6 days before and trying to figure out, okay. And we can set that out however far we want. Subject to provisions set out herein, any person desiring to sell fireworks within the city must obtain a permit through the city clerk's office. The one that I was looking at, it had a charge for each permit shall be $500. One half of the permit fee, $250, shall be placed in the revenue account of the city fire department to cover the cost of fire inspections of locations where fireworks are sold. Before a permit to sell fireworks is issued by the city clerk, the person applying for the permit must show proof that such location will be insured and licensed by an insurance company. I don't know if you want to put that in there, any of that stuff, or how much you want to charge for it, or if it's a good idea or not, but our current one doesn't provide for, doesn't say anything about the permit cost. If they have to have a business permit, if they're paying us taxes on selling that, who knows? Do you want them to have insurance if they're selling?
I like all this, but you're gonna catch some hat slack over $1 million insurance.
Well, I'm just saying this is what I'd come up with based on some other ones I was reading. We can make it however much. I don't know. Somebody said that $1 million is like.
$1 million in insurance is not very much.
Is that not much? I mean, I don't know.
It doesn't cost you much, is what I'm saying.
I guess it depends on who you are.
Well, that's true.
Well,
well, I think, what did you say was roughly?
Lisa looked into it for malpractice insurance, and it was like negligible. It was nothing.
Well,
for $1 million.
And I, you know, I don't know that about insurance, but. Will an insurance company write you a $1 million policy for 10 days?
Do they have to have insurance? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, some of the other city statutes I was looking at from surrounding areas.
You're sure probably going to eliminate the mom and pops.
Well, because the
highlighted portion.
Yeah.
Right now we have two people, I think, selling, and, but who's to say next year we're going to have 10 people selling?
Mm-hmm. I don't see the, you know, I don't see the individual that sets the tent up out at Workman's Travel Center buying $1 million insurance policy to sell fireworks. I don't know. Maybe they will. I don't know how much money they make. I don't know. I don't know how much $1 million policy
is that
for
in the city limits?
Yes.
And I guess that's in case their stand catches on fire. That's what that's to cover.
That was to cover that.
Covered.
The
fireworks. Somebody got hurt or
damages.
Somebody got hurt. Somebody or destroying somebody's property or.
And
a vendor must contact the Ozark Fire Department and arrange for an inspection by the fire marshal to ensure compliance with city ordinance and fire code requirements prior to the sale of fireworks. Is that something we need to have in there or not? Do you need to look at those before they sell them?
Yeah, I always go and look, but they're usually already almost open. They've already bought their permit before I even go look at them because, and honestly, it's...
I think you should have to sign off before they can buy a permit.
I think that should be on several things, but yes, on...
Right.
We're here about fireworks tonight, but yeah, I think they should have, like this, you know, like form. I think they should.
All locations where fireworks are sold must comply with all Arkansas and federal laws, as well as the most recent fire code adopted by the city of Ozark, Arkansas.
Well,
because some of them I've seen, they said that you have to have a fireproof tent, and it has to state this, and you have to have signs up that says no smoking, and some of them just get really, really nitpicky and stuff. But
you know, I make them have no smoking signs, no smoking within I can't remember if it's 50 or 100 feet. I'd have to look. You know, I make them have that fire extinguishers.
So is that something that needs to be added to the code then, or?
That's... I guess it should probably.
Do you have a checklist that you go by?
No. There's, you know, there's NFPAs, you know, that cover that. You know, we may want to cite, you know, the procedures followed with the current NFPA. Whatever the number is.
No stands may be erected, set up, put in place, or sold from prior to June 28th of any year. All stands for the sale of fireworks are to be removed no later than the 6th of July each year, 6th day of July each year.
Well, you're letting them sell them the 28th. They're going to have to set up before that.
Probably.
At least a day or two. Most of them set up about a week ahead of time. They may not put their fireworks in there, but they start erecting the tents and getting their tables set up and so forth. I mean, it takes, depending on how big operation you have.
Well, because I think, doesn't Robbie bring his in and have them in the house?
I think he stores his all year.
So, some of the ordinances I read said you couldn't store them in a permanent structure. It could only be in tents and things like that. I don't know if that's fire code or if that's just the different cities.
But yeah, I think Kevin's right. You probably maybe give them a couple of days to start setting up before they can sell.
So what are your thoughts?
But there are different. There's NFPA on storage of fireworks that's supposed to be followed. They're supposed to be stored in, you know, the proper facilities.
Like June 25th, that gives them 3 days to set up before they're allowed to sell. Most of them know, they know right now when they're going to set their tent up anyway, so they've got to sign too.
3 days should be plenty of time, but it's
I forget. It's usually about a week. I'll start seeing the delivery truck showing up there.
at Woolsey's.
Do you want to give them a week then, or do you, I mean?
Well.
Because you can put it in if they can't sell until the 28th, but you, they can put it up. You just don't want them leaving it up all year.
Put it up and get his permits before they sell it. Which would involve getting inspected before you get your permit.
Yeah, they should have to be. I think they need to be set up, ready to sell, and then the fire marshal go out and do the inspection. And if they pass the inspection, they get signed off on the, and then they go get their permit. But on top of that, you know, they have to, getting our permit would be easy.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, I don't know how far out they have to apply through the state to get their permit. They get it through the state police. I'm sure they do that a couple months out, just so they know they've got it.
The next paragraph is just out of our current ordinances saying you can't sell bottle rockets and shoot bottle rockets in the city limits. Next one, no firework stands should be located within 250 feet of a fuel dispensing facility, and all firework stands must have at least 50 foot setback from the street or highway.
Okay, I went and measured. Woolsey's house set 56 foot off.
Either side?
Yeah. I didn't measure to commercial, but it was 56 feet to 9th Street. And just by the eyeball.
It's further to commercial.
It's further to the commercial. I didn't wheel it off. Now
that's,
where.
That's from the front door.
Well, from the end of the, that's from the end of the building.
Oh, okay.
The end of the building, which they're. If you go from the front door, I guess they'd gain a couple of 3 foot or so.
But they sell stuff on the front door.
They're good at 50 foot. Yeah, I put it right there at the end of the porch. It's 56 foot to the street. Now, I went out and measured where the tent gets set up out there at I-40 Travel Center. It's 195 feet to that end fuel pump, that farthest east fuel pump. So
they could move the tent over, couldn't they?
They would, yeah, so they're going to have to move the tent, what, 60 or 55 foot?
That's not bad.
They would have to move the tent a little ways.
All right.
Is there any magic in 250?
What's that?
Is there any magic in 250? Why not 200 or why not 300?
Is there any state or federal laws that say they can't?
There, I've been trying to find that. And it, I think it goes off of the poundage of fireworks that they have there. There's a chart, and it goes off in two. I think 250 is fair.
Why don't, I mean, you've already said they must comply with all rules, and that's one of the rules. So why would we repeat it? I mean, there's no necessity to have that paragraph in there. If you've said, because you're going to make sure they comply with the rules before you sign off on their permit.
Are they going to know what the rules are prior to?
Yeah, that and
if
honestly,
if they set it up and you come out and to inspect it, they've already got it all set. Be like, well, the rules say, NFPA rule says it has to be at least 250 feet. You have to move it 60 feet the other direction. I don't know.
And
they
I don't know
what the NFPA rules are, though, when they get their state permit.
And who, you know, I'm not going to know how many pounds of fireworks they have, honestly. I think 250 feet is pretty fair for from a gas station.
No person under the age of 16 shall be allowed to purchase fireworks within the city.
Is that something that we're doing now?
No.
Can I buy those, what are those little, you know, snapdragons or something like that? Because, I mean, yeah. I guess we should just say that I'm under one.
Well, that's going to be hard unless we're standing in the forest. We want to have purchase or possess, because that's what we're going to deal with them, is when we're rolling down the road and they're. You got a 10-year-old out there trying to launch off.
And I forwarded you this statute, because I thought,
and we're gonna have to amend our ordinance. I think we. Well, these 10-year-olds selling fireworks last year.
But it gives you help when the notices.
Not that I care, but if the rule says you gotta be 16 to buy them, shouldn't you need to be 16 to sling them?
Gotta be 21 to sell alcohol.
You gotta be 21 to buy cigarettes, right? Yeah, so yeah, you gotta be 21 to sell, so you gotta be 21 to sell alcohol, yeah.
That honestly may be a rule within the state police licensing.
Okay.
I'm not.
I didn't realize they had to go buy a state police license.
Yeah, it's a license, just.
I didn't know that.
State of Arkansas, you give me 12 to purchase.
What's that?
State of Arkansas, the law is 12 to purchase.
Fireworks? Okay.
I've never read the fine print on that license. I just,
So then we need to change.
Did you hear that, Devin? He said the state law says 12 to purchase.
Well, this way.
Does it say 12 to sell?
It don't say that.
Okay.
I've never read the fine print. I just, that's usually the first thing I look for.
See if they got their permit.
Got that, and they'll always put it there with their business license, you know, in the prominent location.
Fire chief shall permit the use of fireworks for outdoor public display, city fireworks show, when all provisions of the NFPA 1123 are met and after all necessary permits have been issued. If any such permit is issued, any such display shall be handled by a competent operator approved by the fire chief and shall be in such a character and so located, discharged, and fired so as not to be hazardous to property or endanger any person. No permit shall be authorized except for the following. Fireworks for outdoor public display, city fireworks show can be exploded between the hours of whatever hours you want to put on there, whatever days you want to put on there. Or we can put it as at the discretion of the mayor or something. I don't know how you want to word that. Because we've moved it. Usually we have it one day, and we've had to move it because of the weather, because other fireworks shows were going on.
I think I would put a blurb in there and say something another about something that would cover us, you know, to where if the fireworks show was canceled for
at the discretion of the fire chief.
Fire chief and the mayor or something.
Mayor, yeah.
Well, so we did that this year. We were shooting after 10 and wasn't supposed to on the 5th.
Well, as I'm saying, we're violating our own ordinance.
We were.
Currently,
yeah.
But
yeah.
We can do it so it'll cover the city this way. In a new one, we can set whatever times we want to, whatever dates.
I'd say 08 to 2300 is a fair time. But then we probably need to have something in there, some wording in there, as if our city show is delayed because of rain, thunderstorm, inclement weather, and you know, it's moved to a later date. So we're not breaking our own ordinance if we have to move it several days out.
So how does it need to be worded?
Well, I know one year we had to wait and do them in November.
One year, it was really, really dry. It was probably about 2013-ish, 14-ish, when we were having those 115-degree days. We did shoot it. They shot them, and it was kind of like a fall, kind of a fall festival celebration.
So they already bought them and they went down.
Because we'd already bought them, and there they were. But we, because that was because of the burn ban. We had a burn ban on then because it was so dry. I'm not sure the exact date.
I know it was either the end of October, 1st or November.
Yeah.
It was late.
It was around 2013, 2014 because we had a burn ban and we pushed it all the way and did it that fall.
That would be the best way to word it.
city can do what the city wants.
Well, we need to make an exception for an executive order by the mayor.
There you go.
In the case of a burn ban in the county or.
Or any extenuating circumstance.
The county judge still does the burn bans. You don't do that, do you?
No, I do not.
Yes.
That's his.
But hasn't the city called a burn ban what the county wasn't before? Or we not? I thought we did.
I think the fire chief slash fire marshal can, but it's always just kind of been in tandem.
Right.
Fred would call and say, I'm thinking about doing a burn, what do you think about a burn ban? And
right.
Be like,
all right.
Yeah, put the burn ban on, but it was always just issued by the jury.
All right.
Small test firm to determine the feasibility of the discharge site for future public display, provided that no salute shells are discharged, and provided that any such test firing shall be between the hours of 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. between April 1st and June 30th of each year, or of any year. Do we need to put that in there, take it out? Basically, the reason that was in there, if you decide that you want to shoot them in some other location, you want to shoot off a few of them.
For test.
Rather than advertise the location, get them all out there, and then decide, oh, this wasn't the greatest idea.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I don't
have that exception in there.
I guess that exception could be in there with, since we're.
I mean, normally we shoot them down there, but this year we talked about maybe moving it around. I mean, one time we shoot them out here, you know, so.
Yeah. I hope we don't ever decide to move, really, because they really like that site, and it's a real good contained.
Well, and people can see them better from that.
Yeah.
We've got so many more angles as opposed to out here.
I mean, it wouldn't hurt to leave it in there. Would we probably ever do that? Probably not. Now, you know, he shoots off a test shot, you know, but.
All legal fireworks except fireworks commonly known as bottle rockets may be discharged on private property between the hours of 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. on July 1st to July 5th of any year, and until 11:59 p.m. on July 4th of any year, provided that the owner of private property consents to such discharge of the fireworks, and a person at least 21 years of age shall supervise the discharge of any fireworks if any person participates in activities under 16.
Makes sense.
So you can't shoot them off on any, in the parks or anything like that. It has to be on private property and the owner has to consent. And then there has to be somebody supervising. Do we need to change that or change the years or?
Yeah. What was the distance you just set on that?
Sir?
What was the distance you just set on that? Did you say?
There was no distance.
Like it has to be supervised, it would help with, well, not necessarily, but you would think it would help with less injury and property damage.
Except put some of this stuff off other ordinances.
Is that basically saying that they can only be shot on private
property? They can only be shot on private property. It's not talking about the city works display, it's just other people. So they can't go down here at the soccer fields and shoot them off. They can't be down here on the skateboard ramp shooting them off. They can't be down Guard Creek shooting them off.
Well, they're always shooting them in the street by the post office before the show and Eastside Park. And, you know, there's always somebody shooting them.
And should they be shooting with a bunch of people down there? And you got
no.
These kids? No. So no. Therefore, we have this in there to say you can't be doing that.
I agree.
That was from 1968.
Oh, God.
It's never been repealed, so we need to figure out.
And that's
it hasn't
ours?
Been repealed.
Not if that I know of, it's still in the ordinance.
Well, it's probably been superseded by state law.
Yeah, state law over. So
yeah, state law trumps. But it needs to probably be repealed. I mean, you've got people riding motor. I ride a motor. In fact, I rode a motorcycle today, is why I was late, because I went home and got my truck. I didn't ride at Tozark. I went home and got my truck.
So, do we need to have change that at all? Do you want to change it? You want to say 12 years old or 14 or?
Oh, he's 16.
Well, at the same, that's 12, don't we have to go with 12?
I always trump. You can make it harder.
Yeah, it says if you're on this, I'll change it if you want.
I'm for raising it, but now that's just me.
Other locations or other occasions, if any group, club, association, church, whatever, that's come out of our current one. Corporation desires to conduct a public display of fireworks at any time otherwise prohibited by this ordinance. Notification must be presented to the mayor's office at least 15 days prior to the public display, and all necessary state and federal permits shall be obtained and proof of same presented to the city prior to the public display. Is that something we need to change?
I think we should have a permit for that, you know, that the, so I can go out and inspect and make sure the people that are shooting the fireworks are licensed shooters and all that stuff. They should have to do something by the, you know, kind of the same thing as far as getting licensed to sell. You should have to have, or, you know.
Well, they're not selling, they're just putting them off. But the thing is, you're going to have 15 days notice before they do it.
Yeah.
That's plenty of time to contact them and say, hey, let me see your state license.
Yeah, state, your shooter's
permit. I don't think you need to, that doesn't need to be provided. You've got a right to do that as fire chief here.
As long as I'm contacted.
Well, she'll be contacted.
Well, if they take it to the city hall and present it to the mayor, then
presumably you'll know about it. I mean, that's what it requires.
Any person, corporation, partnership, or sole partnership violating this ordinance shall be guilty of a misdemeanor and fined the amount of $75 plus standard court costs, and each instance of the violation of this ordinance shall constitute a separate offense by the offender, and a separate fine as punishment for each separate offense shall be assessed. I think that came out of our current one.
Can we raise the amount of the violation, because it's get a $500 permit or pay a $75 fine?
Yeah. But we shut your stand down too.
Oh. Okay.
Right?
But they don't have a permit.
Then they're not permitted yet.
You can shut them down.
That was what she's saying is,
I see what you're saying.
They may risk it, but well, I'll just pay the $75 if we get caught, you know.
Do these people pay any sales tax or anything? Because there's a heck of a markup on that.
Well, they need to show proof of sales tax.
Business license?
A state sales tax permit when they apply for their permit. That needs to be in there. They show proof of a state sales tax permit.
Isn't that what that?
That's what I put on.
Didn't that have that blurb on there somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that would cover on.
Yep.
So you can't sell up to 12, and this person may be intoxicated or irresponsible. There's a lot of people in this town that I can make an argument are irresponsible.
Y'all need to make a law. You need to start making your list, Grant.
Isn't that after sales? Or?
Yes. You're irresponsible.
I think everybody's been irresponsible for fireworks.
So as far as on when they can, according to the state, they can sell. Change on that, but June 20th is the earliest that anybody can sell in the state. So I don't know if we want to back it up to that as far as being able to set up and still sell starting on the 28th. Or
what's that statute number?
That one is 2022-711.
711?
Yeah, the fireworks statute goes 711 all the way to 715.
Just ever finding, getting close to those things with the indexes that are out there now, the ones we get, they're by Mitchie Company. It's horrible. Their indexes are so bad. Just finding the chapter is, it gets me close enough I can find it.
Is there anything else in there, Grant, you seen that we need to add? Or?
Well, where it talks about It also says here that you can't explode them within 600 feet of a church, hospital, asylum, or school.
Really? Even on private property?
Wouldn't our ordinance work?
So unlawful to explode and blow fireworks within 600 feet of a church, hospital, asylum, public school, or 200 feet of a...
Well, I can see the hospital, because you've got patients there. That are probably, I mean, you know, ostensibly trying to rest. And the school, while school's in session. But the rest of that doesn't make sense. I mean, obviously, a church while it's holding services.
Or if the church is open all the time for going in and praying and stuff, that'd be the argument for that.
Let's say the 4th of July is on Sunday, and you can shoot between the hours of 8 a.m. and 10 p.m.
Midnight.
Or midnight on the 4th.
600 feet.
And here it only says you have to be 50 feet away from anything dispensing fuel or propane. As far as their stands.
Roxy, I think Ariel just let you go home with them tonight if you wanted to. You're doing a pretty good job there.
So do we need to adjust that stuff, or?
What's it say in there, the violation or the consequences?
Well, you go in a straight line at 600 feet, you wouldn't even be able to shoot them at your house. And then there a church, is that Nazareth?
Tabernacle right across the street, Tabernacle.
Then the curve on Carver and 6, is there still a church there? Yeah. You go in a straight line, you wouldn't be able to shoot them at your house.
Can't afford fireworks.
That's right.
No kidding.
I'm just trying to think of where the churches and schools are. I mean, you...
Well, you draw a 600-foot diameter around any church and any school in town, there ain't going to be very many places you could shoot.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, very few.
Yeah. I mean, you're getting...
That's a quarter of a mile, 1,200 feet, more or less. A little less than a quarter. So if you've got, if they're closer than a quarter mile, you can't shoot between them.
It'd almost be parts of Pleasant Homes you couldn't shoot if they're 600 feet circle from the high school.
I don't see the problem.
You live out the country.
I can't afford fireworks either.
Well, you can't afford them, they'll be buying them.
I'm in Grant's boat. Yeah, I don't see the problem. Go out in the country and shoot them.
Did that, was 50 foot from a fuel source, or...
Yeah, their stand can't be set up within 50 feet of fuel or propane.
That's what the state says.
I think 100 or whatever it is we said is okay.
State statute says 50 foot from a fuel dispenser.
Well, let's just say none in the city limits except the ones the city shoots up. Problem solved. Problem staying solved. Rangers lead the way.
It's easier for us.
A lot of cities don't permit them at all.
You're right.
Now, Northwest Arkansas, I was really surprised that some of those do.
They let them have fireworks?
Fayetteville and Springdale.
I wouldn't think they would.
I wouldn't either. Paris doesn't. You can't shoot them in Paris city limits.
At all.
At all.
Can they have a stand in Paris?
Yeah.
Probably not in the city if you can't shoot them.
No, in fact, I think it's outside. They're all outside the city. They're right on the edge.
Right. Like the casinos in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I ain't against that one.
You can make it 100 feet, I guess. 250 is a little extreme.
Well, 250 from the hospital is probably not too extreme.
Oh, we've talked about the sales, the stands.
Oh.
Yeah. We jump back over to that.
I thought you still were talking about schools, churches, and
so two, jumping back, 250 is probably a little, it's probably a little good ways if state statute's 50 foot.
And 10's 50, or 100 or 50 or whatever.
Now, 600 feet of it, I mean, it.
Would you change it?
We're usually not gonna deal with that unless somebody calls us about it. And the hospital never calls, the churches never call, it's usually due down there in Pleasant Homes, it's mad because at 5 o'clock at night, they're shooting fireworks.
What is it, does it say anything in there, the distance from a roadway, the stands? I know it said 50 feet from the fuel dispenser.
If y'all gonna ask me to prepare this ordinance, I'm gonna leave blanks.
Or what does that 50 foot include?
Hopefully they can just give it to you once it's all set up and all you gotta do is your magic on it.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask you to email me your Word document and I can fix it.
Moving on to the last song, you guys looking at, all ordinances regarding fireworks are hereby repealed 94-6, 94-13, 95-35, 96-7, 99-13, 2003-14. That's all the ones I can find.
Yes, you need to repeal all the others and make this one comprehensive.
Whatever we come up with here needs to take over all of these.
And I don't know if you need to put on there, including the Borland Digest. I don't know why they keep bringing that up.
Well, the easiest way to do that is all laws pertaining to fireworks are hereby repealed, just to do your deal, including without limited to these others. All prior ordinances.
So, yes, hey, you want to make the changes or you want to come back and look at some other ones, or?
It says in there that the highest amount could be, so what'd you say, $200 or 40 days in jail?
90 days
in jail. I think we should raise it, the amount at least to $200 if that's the highest.
Up to $200, leave the discretion of the judge.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever that might be next year.
Up to what?
$200 or
9 days
in jail. I don't know if
y'all
want
to do
9 days in jail or not.
On unclassified misdemeanor.
Did you get enough signature, Bob?
Kevin.
Kevin. Did you get enough signatures?
What?
Did you get enough signatures?
Yes, I did. But I'm not sure what I'm going to do with them yet. Okay. I've got a day and a half to decide.
A day and a half.
I'm pretty sure I'm leaning against a trip to Little Rock, let me just tell you. Since Sarah got in the race, I think that has changed
the dynamics
sufficiently.
They said up to, they're going to change what says up to the judge can decide.
I might just be happy being a city attorney.
Love working.
I'm pretty happy doing that anyway, but
we're real happy. We're pretty happy doing that. So how long has Paris not allowed fireworks in city?
Since I can remember. I started city attorney there in 93. Started practicing law there in 83.
The nursing home does them.
Huh?
The nursing home does them there in Paris.
I'm sorry?
The nursing home in Paris does fireworks.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Maybe it's a shooter.
Special circumstance.
Does the
city does them.
Yeah. I bet it says a licensed shooter.
Yeah, the city does them.
Is there anything that we need to add that you know of?
I think it needs to say that the fireworks can't be discharged on the roadways and the streets.
Well, that's kind of included in his.
On the public, because
it has to be on private land.
On private land, would that include? I mean, would that cover?
I think it would.
Would that? That's good enough to enforce if they're out there shooting them in the street.
know the last fourth over here on between 30th and 29th, they had the whole road blocked off.
You could just barely get through there. You could weave in through the fountain.
Shooting at 1:30 in the morning, and I ended up driving over there in a patrol car. I'm like, guys, it's up at midnight. We just got a couple more. It's up at midnight.
That private property, because once they're on the street, they're not on private property.
Right.
So that one part would be enough to enforce it.
I believe it would.
Cool. What did you say?
Not allowing it at all.
Not allowing? See, I don't have a problem with that.
I think that would, that's going to cover your street business, just making them do it on only private property.
Do you think we need to have this paragraph about the small test firing when we talk about that? Is that, you think that's really an issue, or?
I don't see it being an issue, really. As long as, the only way it'd ever be an issue, I would think, is if we wanted to change where they were shot from, because everybody knows, all the shooters, the company knows, the shooters know that it can be seen and it's a good area where we're shooting at now. The only way, if you wanted to say, hey, let's shoot them off over at so-and-so spot, well, let's go shoot three or four off and, you know, go shoot three or four off and see if you can see them throughout town. So that, I guess that wouldn't hurt to be in there. But that would allow the that would allow the professional shooter to come in and do that.
I mean, it's not a hard thing to leave it in there, so.
No, it's not.
Because they have to, when they get their license on, when they get their permit to do it, they have to have it mapped out, spelled out exactly where it's they're shot at and everything. They've got a Google map aerial view of the display site, and he always does a circle around his display site showing where he's, whatever is his measured off feet to where there's no, where he's legal, he's got that in his, that's something he turns into when he gets his permit through the state to do it.
Okay, as far as the period for setting up, we talked about 3 to 5 days. You want to set a date for that as far as when they can set up, or?
I think it'd be easier to say you can't set up prior to the 20th of June or the 25th of June or however many days you want to set it out at.
Well, that'd be great to set
a date. I think a specific date would be better than just.
Than trying to say 6 days before.
Yes.
Yeah.
This date, you can set it up. This date, you can shoot.
Yes.
Or set up. Because
we need to make it as simple as we can so they get it. And that way you guys, when you're out there, you've got it. You know what I'm saying?
Simple as it can, so we get it. Because that other one's terrible to read.
Boy, yeah.
They can't sell before the 28th. I mean, if they set up on the 25th, sell on the 28th, everything ceases on, what did you say, the 6th?
Mm-hmm.
The
6th.
And that's plenty of time.
I was getting from the 20th to the 28th, so they sell on the 28th. Six.
The 6th.
And then that's it.
Mm-hmm. They can shoot from the 1st to the 5th, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But the stands have to be taken down by the 6th.
Right.
So they can sell on the 5th, and then the next day they got to start taking their stuff down.
Is it 10 except for the 4th, and then it's midnight?
Yes, at 10 the time frame, yes.
Okay.
It's 10 o'clock, all three except for the 4th, and you can shoot till midnight.
Do you guys have a lot of issues with after 10 o'clock?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Whenever it starts in, there's people will be shooting them until midnight and everything else, and on the 4th, they even go even longer.
Yeah.
People's always complaining, especially Vernon. Guys, they're shooting them fireworks over there. Somebody needs to drive over there. 2nd Street, 3rd Street.
This year too, we had them like on the 5th and 6th shooting, but
yeah.
Once you start trying to track them down, you realize they're out just outside
right
of the county.
Yeah,
that's true. You know, it's right there. But even in town, you got them where oh, well, I couldn't get my kids until this day, and I want to do some fireworks for them, you know?
Well, you're going to have to go out my mom's house, out in the country.
Find the outside friend.
Okay, and the fireworks stand, we're going to leave it at the 250 feet of the fuel dispenser?
I think 250 is a little too much. State's 50 foot. I think if we wanted to expand on it, 100 would be enough. Because 50 foot from a roadway, to imagine 50 foot in your picturing it, from the house that the Woolsey's sell the fireworks to 9th Street is 56 foot. So if you doubled that, that would be, well, it was, if you know where that tent's set up out there at I-40 Travel Center, where they set up out there to that end fuel pump, I rolled it off 195 feet. So 100 feet would get you all the way over there to like where the dog park area is at I-40 Travel Center. And I think 100 foot is generous from the gas station.
Okay, and leave the 50 foot setback like we have it.
I would say 50 foot's fine. That gets people off the street.
Okay, and then the age of the people who purchase is 16. It said the state allowed 12. We will leave it 16.
I like 16.
I do too. I'm just saying everybody's thought.
21. But I think we need to add purchase or possess, because we do deal with a lot of the kids when they're out here. These kids don't have any business
right
running around these fireworks and ladders, you know? These kids are nuts.
You sound like somebody might be over 30, Grant.
Here says anybody irresponsible, so we can.
That covers that, doesn't
we
it?
We have a list of those, don't we?
Get out of here, nothing.
How do you prove a kid is 16 if you?
They better cough up some ID or birth certificate.
I mean, with your driver's license.
I know, but if he doesn't have a driver's, when at what point does someone have to have an ID?
ID though, what age?
They don't ever have to have
one. Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to. Got a birth certificate though.
You gonna run in mama's house and go? I'm just.
But most kids, you supposed to say, hey, boy, how old are you?
They don't
want to lie about their age, so
they're 18 trying to sneak. They're
not old enough to know lie about their age.
Most of them tell
you
the truth.
At
what age
do you think
that happened? I'm
about to get hangry.
Yep.
Right.
Just being alive in society.
16 and to purchase or possess fireworks. Is that what we're
purchase
gonna
or possess.
I did about the sell of them. Oh, well, I guess if you're selling them, then that considers possess.
Yeah, but
if
they're under the supervision of.
But if they're in their yard, we don't have a reason to really make contact with them. It's when they're out here running up
the street. It's when they're down the street and walking the street off.
So you better put it there unless under supervision.
Yeah.
Or unless supervised by an adult. Oh, really? I mean, are you not going to let your kid go out there and come on, if I'm sitting there in the lawn chair watching my kids shoot fireworks, that means if Ashley's in my house, she can't shoot a firework off. I'm going to have to go light every one of them.
Well, unless it's under, I think you got to allow
it.
Under direct supervision.
Under direct supervision. Under 16 or under direct supervision.
I'm an
adult. Yeah, have that line in there, because who's going to allow all them fireworks for your kids?
I don't see possess in here. I just see purchase.
I want to have possess.
Yeah, it says anyone 21 years of age or older shall supervise fireworks if any person participating is under 16. So that allows for underage participation, as long as there's an adult supervisor. All right, next.
All right, the other thing is, I was going through the ordinance book and I found the license of motorbikes or motorcycles. This goes back to 1968. Obtaining a license, it shall be unlawful for any person to operate a motorbike, motor scooter, motorcycle, or similar vehicles in the city of Ozark, Arkansas without first having obtained a city license for such vehicle. The police department of the city of Ozark shall issue a license upon application made in writing, but no such license shall be issued unless an applicant or his parents or guardian. Anyway, state law covers all that stuff on what your safety equipment you have to have and what ages and what size vehicles. I think we just need to have that repealed or whatever, so it's installed in our books.
The state statute is going to supersede all of this anyway, so it's not constitutional.
So back in the 60s, if you rode a motorcycle through Ozark, passing through town, you were supposed to pull over and get a permit?
Yeah. Can you imagine these guys on their way to Sturgis?
Can you imagine that? The bike rows? Riding a pig trail? Y'all set up a checkpoint out there.
Can I take those with me so I can do that ordinance?
Yeah, I can email it to you or whatever.
Yeah, that'd be
fine. I'll make a copy of it. I'll just email it to
you.
Yeah, that'd be
fine.
Actually, he's probably
here.
Cool.
Just make a copy of it. That way I'll just do an ordinance reference of both.
I'll scribble over.
Would you look at an ordinance for me so I can get a citizen off my back over, jaybreaks?
Do we have an ordinance?
I don't think we do.
If we don't, evidently we need one that I wasn't aware of.
Yeah, temporary years.
Most all cities have one. I figured you already had one.
There isn't one.
In fact, the county has one down here. Logan County has one as you enter.
Yep.
Logan County going into Coxville. Because those people down that hill have sorely complained for years.
Do we need...
Oh, crossing the railroad, the old railroad
track? The old railroad track.
Do we just need a sign up then?
No, you need an ordinance prohibiting it, except in cases of emergency. I'll do an ordinance.
Okay. Would you please start?
You're going to have a city ordinance.